Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
No doubt you've heard by now of the very sad death yesterday of the champion jockey Pat Smullen. He was, as you know, diagnosed with pancreatic cancer 2 years ago. He left an incredible legacy, not just in the racing world, but also with his fundraising for Cancer Trials Ireland. A legacy not just of a pot of money to plug funding holes, but money that has contributed hugely to research in this country. I'm joined now by Professor Ray McDermott, clinical lead with Cancer Trials Ireland and a consultant oncologist at St Vincent's Hospital in Dublin. Ray, you, or rather Cancer Trials Ireland, has written to Francis and to Pat's family, and you said that his fundraising was game-changing. How so?
Thanks for having me on, Philip. I mean, I think that pancreas cancer is a difficult cancer to treat. It's about 3% of all cancers, about between 500 and 600 each year in Ireland. But the difficulty with it is that it presents very late often. The symptoms are non-specific, and as a result, many patients, when they're diagnosed, the cancer has already spread. So for that reason, of people who are diagnosed with pancreas cancer each year, only a small percentage of them will be cured of their cancer, if you like. So we need to do better. And what Pat and Francis did by initiating their fundraising was to help us along that road to do better through the medium of clinical trials in this instance.
So go on, explain to me where these trials hope to take you.
So the first, basically we have one trial which Pat's fundraising, and Pat, I should have mentioned Horse Racing Ireland, who were exceptional in also raising this money. There's one trial which we were trying to open, but thanks to the fundraising, we've been able to open it now. Basically, pancreas cancer is tricky in that it develops a type of a shell around itself, which, and the reason for that is, and the result of that is that when we give treatments, normally chemotherapy, they find it hard to penetrate into that and to get into the cancer. So the study that we're going to open within the next month is aimed at adding another drug to traditional chemotherapy, and opening up that shell and allowing the chemotherapy to get in. So that is thanks to the money that is fundraised. Mm-hmm. And we have three other studies.
And just before you go on to them, is that entirely novel? Is this groundbreaking research, or are you building on the research of others elsewhere?
Well, obviously we hope with a trial that it's going to be to move the state of the art forward for people with pancreas cancer, but you can't say in advance. It is based on the work of others, but also some work that was done here in Ireland as well.
Okay, and the other trials then?
So the other trial, there are three others that we are moving forward. We got 9 submissions. There's a timeline to develop a clinical trial. It's not something that can be done overnight. There's regulatory involvement, ethical involvement, and we're moving along that process. But I would think that within the next 6 to 12 months, we'll have at least 2 to 3 other trials open in Ireland for patients with pancreas cancer, thanks to Pat and Francis and Horse Racing Ireland.
And are they in similar areas of research testing the efficacy of new drugs?
They would be the efficacy of new drugs. Now, one of them is also in looking at more to do with one of the problems with pancreas cancer is people tend to lose a lot of weight and they become deconditioned. And one of the studies that we're looking at is how to prevent people from losing weight, how to keep their muscle mass so that they're able for the treatments that we give them and they're able to hopefully undergo surgery when the time comes.
So these 4 trials, do they represent something of a kind of a quantum leap forward in research in pancreas cancer?
I would certainly hope so, Philip. I mean, I can't anticipate. I mean, we've all, you know, over the years we've learned that many good ideas don't transfer into changes in reality for patients who are facing the disease. But how else do we make progress for people other than through the medium of clinical trials? And I think that you'd be very hopeful that at least one of them would make a significant difference to patients. Yes, I do believe that.
As a particularly insidious cancer, as you say, but one that doesn't affect that many people, as 3% of all cancers, I think you said. But is it on the rise?
It is on the rise, unfortunately, and that is mainly to do, especially in Europe and North America, that's mainly to do with lifestyle. One of the main reasons people get pancreas cancer is to do with diet, obesity, prevalence of diabetes, mm-hmm. smoking, excess alcohol. They're basically the reasons. But so it's going up 2 to 3% per year, And the difficulty being, and it now, pancreas cancer now actually causes more mortality than breast cancer does, because we've done a great job at curing a lot of people who are diagnosed with breast cancer. We haven't got to the same point with pancreas cancer, and we need to get there.
And so, none of this research, it would seem, or am I overstating it, would have happened now if it hadn't been for the work of Francis and Pat.
Absolutely true. And may I also say that they contributed to St. Vincent's is the National Pancreas Cancer Centre. I work there. And they also made a contribution towards buying a next-generation sequencer for St. Vincent's Hospital, which means that we can now, when someone is diagnosed with pancreas cancer, we can sequence their tumour, if you like, get to know your tumour, as they call it in the Pancreas Cancer Society. And sometimes that will give us other ways to attack the cancer than by traditional chemotherapy.
Professor Ray McDermott from Cancer Trials Ireland on the legacy of the late Pat Smullen.